filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Mahunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people and broadcasting to the territories of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam people in the city that is colonially known as Vancouver. This is Cassette Roulette. This is the first episode of Cassette Roulette, hence the slightly wonky start there with the cassette sound effect. But if you're curious what the idea is here, it's relatively self-explanatory with the name. This is a show that has no particular temporality. It kind of floats through the programming schedule and presents itself whenever you least expect it, and I guess whenever I feel that I have the time and energy to hop on the radio and share some music with you. This is going to be a show where we explore the depths of CITR's often forgotten cassette collection. Pulling cassettes at random and rolling the dice on which track we're going to listen to. For anyone who may have been to CITR before, who's visited the on-air studio, one of the features of the on-air studio that I feel is often just fades into the background, quite literally, is our wall of cassettes. There's really interesting stuff in there that is obscure and independent and really what CITR has been about. I can't promise that I'm going to stand behind the songs that get played in terms of their genre or whether I'll even like them because, like I said, we're choosing them at random here. So without further ado, I actually grabbed a cassette right away before we got on air here. And the one that I grabbed is really starting us off with a bang. The album is called My Dad is Dead. And this looks like it was submitted quite a while ago, and it was submitted from an artist in Cleveland. Okay, I don't have regular dice. I do have a giant foam dice, so I'm going to roll that giant foam dice, and we're going to see what track we'll play. Okay, we are going to play track number 6, which is going to be Roughneck. So I'll just read out the credits that are written within this little cassette case. So all instruments, vocals, and effects are by Mark Edwards, and there's a special thanks to Tim Gilbride for the use of equipment. This is going to be an experiment for all of us. Let's take a listen to this track, which is Roughneck by or from My Dad is Dead on CITR 101.9 FM. And like any good experiment, I'm already experiencing technical difficulties. So if you want to bear with me, I'm going to play us a couple PSAs while I figure out what's going on with the cassette player. Experiments are fun, and I guess that's part of what community radio is about. We're figuring this out together. So let's take this into a couple PSAs.
Somebody's going down this. I tell you the city.
Health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
And we're back. Turns out the issue wasn't even on my end. The cassette has about 30 seconds of silence at the beginning of it. Part of the joy of exploring homemade cassettes on the radio, I suppose. We are actually going to go with the first track off this album because it has been the easiest to get to, and I'm still figuring this out, as I said. So we're going to listen to a track called Statistic. Again, this is My Dad is Dead on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for bearing with me.
Somebody's going down in the belly of the city. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was Statistic off of the cassette My Dad Is Dead. And I actually was able to look this up while we were listening to that wonderful kind of post-punk indie rock track. And there is a Wikipedia page on it, which is fantastic. So I got to tell you a little bit more about what we just listened to. So My Dad Is Dead was a project of Mark Edwards, which I read at the beginning. It was released in 1985. So really right in, I guess, like just after the height of post-punk and as it was starting to kind of shift yet again into another genre. But it was a project that Mark Edwards had produced after a couple of other artistic and like musical ventures. In the year before this was released, so 1984, Edwards had started to learn how to play guitar and started to write his own music under the name My Dad Is Dead. And that led to the release of this cassette. It was a independent release. And like I said, released in 1985. And I just think it's such a wonderful thing that this is something I just was able to pull off of the shelves here in the studio with no context and find something that not only has an interesting like physical experience to it. You know, there's a very different physical experience of playing a cassette, even just being in the studio and being able to like not just press a button to play a song, but open up a case, pull out the cassette, put it into the machine, make sure I know how I'm using the cassette player, which apparently I don't. But there's also aspects of the physical experience that it feels more intimate. Within the cassette for My Dad Is Dead, there is a little piece of paper that looks honestly like it was just a piece of orange printer paper that has the lyrics of every single song on the cassette written out on it or typed out on it. And it just, it feels like such an insight into the very like intimate and tactile experience of music that I feel like for many people is being lost with the introduction of just like far more accessible forms of media that exist on the internet, so like streaming services like Spotify and things like YouTube. I think I'm rambling a bit here, but this does kind of relate to why I wanted to come into the studio and do this show. I think there's something to be said for engaging with physical media and the human experience of it. So thank you to Mark Edwards for creating My Dad Is Dead, for giving it such an interesting name that made me grab it off the shelf today. And it was a great first selection for the show that will be Cassette Roulette. I also had a chance to select our next cassette while we were listening. The next one I've selected is definitely a newer cassette. It's called Peanut Brain. It's by The Many. The cassette, like the album cover, is an adorable stuffed animal, like monkey, I think, hanging onto a branch. It's very cute. But I have a feeling that the music won't be quite as cute. Just a feeling. So I'm going to put this into the cassette player now. And something I don't yet know how to manage with this show is the moments where I have to change out the cassette. So you're just going to have to listen to the clickety-clack of me switching out the cassette and enjoy that as a part of the audio experience of this hour. So here we go. All right. And without leaving that much longer, this is going to be the first track off of The Many's Peanut Brain. This is Trial. Right, that was Trial by The Many. I wasn't able to actually find any information about The Many online, but luckily, yet again, one of the joys of engaging with physical media and having these intricate pieces that the artists have intentionally put with their music, there's a little information card about The Many inside their cassette. So they're actually a Vancouver-based band. This was released in 1992. And the people who are a part of The Many are Joe, who played guitar, Wes, who is on vocals, Andre's on the bass, and Bill is on the drums. And something that I just, it made me get really excited. I didn't quite squeal with joy, but internally I did, was that this cassette was recorded live to cassette in a total of 5 hours at Night Owl Studios in Vancouver. That is something that I find just so interesting about cassettes as, I mean, like really any audio media, but like cassettes in particular in terms of the audio quality that you get from a live to cassette recording. It's fascinating. And also the, I guess, part of it might be courage, but also I guess the punk ethos of just leaning into, we're playing this song, we're doing this now, and what we get is what we get. And releasing that as a cassette is something that I admire really deeply. Like other instances of people recording in a very like it's now or never kind of fashion are like the microphones when they did the Glow Part 2. A lot of that is recorded live to tape. Similarly, slightly different, but I guess still a little similar. MF Doom's debut studio album, Operation Doomsday, was recorded. Doom would rap over the instrumental tracks in a single take. Very similar to a freestyle, though it wasn't a freestyle. But there's that kind of like impulsive reality to the sound of the album. And I think that you hear that in what we just heard from The Many as well. So I'm going to just throw us over to a couple of ads here so that we can queue up our next selection. Thank you again for listening, whoever is out there listening. This is Cassette Roulette, and this is the first episode. We are pulling random cassettes off of the mystery cassette wall in Studio A at CITR. We will be back very shortly, so don't go anywhere. Unless you have to or you want to, then go. But I'd like if you stick around.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community. I'ma keep on talking about it
because it's true for me. Thanks for your patience, y'all. You are listening to Cassette Roulette on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on the West Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Our next cassette choice, randomly pulled off the wall by yours truly, was pulled off the wall because it looked interesting, and then I realized that it was the one cassette that my coworker Tasha was like very excited about the possibility of me playing when I told her about this show idea. Apparently, when Tasha and Henna, who are the hosts of Word Goblins, if you're a fan of CITR and you know that one, apparently when they're in studio, Tasha kept their eye kept getting caught by this cassette. It's fluorescent yellow plastic, and the band is called Snit. The album is Salivation, and we're gonna listen to Cat Brain off of this album. I have no idea what we're in for, but the visuals give me hope. So let's figure out what Cat Brain is all about.
Yeah.
short but sweet, as many punk songs are. So, surprise, surprise, Snit is a Vancouver band. If you are somebody who really enjoys Bandcamp, which is a far better choice, in my humble opinion, and that of many others, for your music selections than something like Spotify, because Bandcamp pays artists at least a little bit better than something like Spotify does. If you're unaware of the abysmal relationship Spotify has with the artists whose music they play in terms of how they pay their artists or pay the artists, I recommend looking it up because it's rough. But Bandcamp's just a little bit better, so I suggest Bandcamp. But Snit is on Bandcamp if you want to find this album, Salivation. The longest track on this album is 2 minutes and 13 seconds.